أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran and the ayat that begin with Ya أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at Surah Al-Ahzab again, and this time ayah 70 and 71. These go together, and these ayat are sometimes recited in the khutbahs of nikah because they're about communication between people, and it's really important in any relationship at looking at the importance of communication. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be God conscious. And then he says, waqulu qawlan sadida, and when you speak, speak the right words. Speaking right. Now, what does that mean? Speak a language that is sadid. The word sadid comes from the Arabic word sad, which means a protective wall. Sadid or qawlan sadid is speech that solves problems. It's that sort of talk that prevents things from getting worse. No dishonesty, no beating around the bush, no different faces or attitudes to the words. Don't say anything that can be taken in the wrong way. It's phenomenal, because the ayah continues in ayah 71 to say, the moment you can do that, if you can maintain speech like that, then yuslih lakum a'malakum, he will fix all your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and he will cover up all your faults. He will forgive you all your faults. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, it is an amazingly mighty success. All about speech. You know, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Islam in his Treatise of Right says, the right of the tongue is that you consider it too noble for any sort of obscenity. Accustom it to good. Refrain from meddling in which ways there is nothing to be gained. Express kindness to people and speak well concerning them. Kill them with kindness. You know, it's been estimated that most people speak enough in a week to fill a large 500-page book. In the average lifetime, this is about 3,000 volumes or 1.5 million pages. It's a frightening thought, because it's by these words that we will either be blessed or we will be condemned. There's an ancient Greek fable about a monster who's known as Proteus, who had the power of assuming many shapes and appearances. He could become a tree or a pebble, a lion or a dove, a serpent or a lamb. He seemed to have very little difficulty in passing from one form into another, and he reminds us of the human tongue. It can bless or curse. It can express praise or whisper slander. It can spread a word of encouragement, or it can spread vindictive hatred. You know, there's a wonderful poem about the power of words. Soft words in a lullaby put a baby to sleep. Hateful words stir violence. Eloquent words will send armies into the face of death. Encouraging words will fan the flame of a genius, of a Salman or a Jaber. Powerful words will mold the public mind as the sculptor molds his clay. Words spoken or written are a dynamic force. They're like the swords we use in battles for success and happiness. How others react towards us depends in a large measure upon the words we tell them. Life is like a big whispering gallery that sends back echoes of the words we send out. Our words are immortal. They go marching through the years in the lives of all those with whom we come into contact. They will survive us. So before you speak, before you write, remember the power of qawlan sadida, of the right word. You know, the commentator of Nahj al-Balagha, Ibn Abi al-Hadid, he writes about the Prophet. He says, everyone who heard the Prophet speak became inclined towards him. They developed this love for him in their hearts. And so the Quraysh called the Muslims in Makkah Subat. Subat means infatuated. And they said, his speech is magic. It intoxicates more than wine. They told their sons, you're not allowed to sit with him because you might be attracted by his speech. And whenever the Prophet sat near the Kaaba and recited the Quran or remembered Allah, the Quraysh would stick their fingers in their ears so as to not to hear him or fall under the spell of his words. They gathered their clothes over their heads and they covered their faces so that his radiant appearance would not draw them to him. But you know what? Most people accepted Islam just by hearing him once or by seeing him. So it's really important. And the Masumeen tell us, a person is hidden under his tongue. Don't begin a conversation without first greeting the person you're talking to. Keep away from a conversation who doesn't have a name or an object because it lowers your position. Do not argue with foolish and ignorant people. They'll hurt you with their nonsense. Your speech is under your firm control as long as you do not speak. But if you speak, you come under its control. So guard your tongue as you guard your gold and silver. For many a word is a blessing, but leads to displeasure. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who always speak qawlan sadida, the right words, the words that prevent things from getting wrong, that encourage people, that just people want to hear you. Let us pray really vehemently about that. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.